Back at the castle, the queen was feeling better. She thought Snow White was gone forever, but she was still a little afraid.
"Come and play Scrabble with me, my love,"
shouted the king from the bottom of the stairs.
"You can go first."
"Maybe later, dearest," replied the queen.
She stood in front of her magic mirror.
"Magic mirror on the wall, who is the most beautiful of all?"
The mirror replied,
"You are very beautiful, my queen, but the girl Snow White is the most beautiful woman in the world."
"Snow White is alive?"
shouted the queen.
"She is living with the seven dwarfs in the forest," said the mirror. "Last night, she was not very beautiful, but as of 1 p.m. today, she is more beautiful than you."
"Rats," shouted the queen. She went to her closet and got her old coat and old boots.
"I'll have to kill her myself."
She ran out of the palace, jumped into her fastest carriage, and sped off towards the forest. Snow White was reading beside the fire when there was a knock on the door.
"Knock, knock."
She peeked through the window. There was a woman holding a basket of fruit. The woman had a beautiful face, but she was wearing an old dress and old boots.
"Fruit, fresh fruit, apples and bananas and pears and oranges."
"Oh, I want some fruit," thought Snow White. The woman saw Snow White through the window.
"Hello, dear," said the woman. "Do you want some fruit? I have delicious apples today."
"I love apples," said Snow White. "But I'm not supposed to open the door for anyone. Those apples might be poisoned."
"Oh, how silly,"
said the woman. She cut an apple in half.
"Here, you can taste half, and I will eat the other half. That way you know it's not poisoned."
Snow White opened the door. The woman gave one half of the apple to Snow White and ate the other half. When Snow White saw the woman eating the juicy apple, her mouth watered. She couldn't stop herself. She took a big bite of the apple. Almost immediately, Snow White fell to the ground. The apple was poisoned, but only on one half. The queen sighed with relief. Quickly, she got back into her carriage and rode back to the castle.